as people will know, I do several podcasts, and I have had people ask me how I manage to record and release episodes of all these things. And I've explained in detail. You'll have to go and check out other episodes. But I think the two key things, it just being on the surface of it, is to be prepared and to take breaks on some of them. And one of the new ones that I've taken on in the last few months is called The Streaming Stop. And it's in collaboration with another thing that I do called Old Time Review. And it's part of something that I said I wanted to do, where if any project now comes to fruition, it has to tie into something I've already done. So, for example, the 90s and Noughties podcast is the 90s and Noughties podcast. And then I want to do a Renford Rejects podcast, which kind of stems from there. So then the Streaming Stop stems from Old Time Review, because the stuff that we talk about on that podcast is predominantly vintage stuff that's going on to streaming. So there is a tie-in, and it means that I don't go off into wild directions. But the Streaming Stop started as a podcast with myself and a co-host called Ethan, who writes for things called What's on Disney Plus and other websites as well. And I really enjoy doing that podcast. I've done a couple of episodes with my wife as well over the Christmas period, which you will hear very soon, I'm sure, once you go to the website, oldtimereview.co.uk. And I think I'm always looking to kind of fulfill all the things that are in my mind that I'm interested in, that, because that's really what I learned about podcasting, was that it favors the niche, like the really niche. And so rather than trying to be really broad, let's just kind of narrow it out a bit. So yeah, the Streaming Stop is available via oldtimereview.co.uk, as I said previously. And I've really enjoyed it. I've tried to get them to like half an hour episodes, but sometimes they end up being sort of 45 minutes because I just go off on a tangent. If you're interested in that, please do go and check it out. As to what other podcasts I do over the next year or so, I mean, who knows? I could be doing all kinds of things. I could be doing, I don't know, a podcast about curtains. Like I say, it favors the niche. Yeah, that's about all I have to say on this subject, because I want to let the content do the talking. Dyer's Daily.